This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought
of during that 70-second break, Anthony Gucciardi came in and dropped some incredible info on me. There's a very famous Special Forces operator that still is in the Army. He's famous. Has TV shows, things like that, and he's a listener of the show, and I've got to know him as of the last month or two. And he was already coming into the office today just to talk about general things that are going on. And then he just told Anthony he's going to talk about it. Dealing with ISIS right here in Texas and the specifics of ISIS coming to kill him. And the interesting thing about this is happening to more and more people. And ISIS is absolutely operating all over the world. You saw them just attack Indonesia. It's solid in the Twilight Zone episode. It is just incredible. Now, that's what I'm telling O'Keefe. I'm like, no, O'Keefe, you're in the war, buddy. This is it. Here in the Republic. And you got these criminals that are like basically like Spectre. And that's your MI6 approves those James Bond scripts. And the latest one, the Quantum Group, is the group that turns out that is behind Spectre. Well, what's the name of George Soros' group? It's Quantum. And I know that Wayne Madsen, who has just incredible intelligence contacts, has talked to British intel people, and they think Soros is basically right at the top. Not just a general out front, a field marshal, but for whatever reason, he's been given the ball. Brzezinski is a major quarterback as well, but they also pretty much coach the team. And I tell you, these are bad, bad, bad people. Bad people. And they are sock puppeting ISIS and Al-Qaeda and using it to take our liberties. The globalists give them all these weapons, and then we have to counter them. The military has to counter them, and the military, we the American people, go out and die fighting these scum, where the globalists on the other hand are running it and then responding with the other hand and getting total power out of the paradigm control. Gerald Celente is going to be joining us for about 45 minutes, and in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to air a very important report that Leanne McAdoo filed, Powerball jackpot winner announced. That story's up on Infowars.com. And then, of course, it's a play on words. You find out that it's the establishment that are really the winners. But she went out and talked to some of the folks. I've got articles about families going a week without food and groceries so mama can buy more Powerballs. And it's people like that need to have their kids taken, in my opinion. Not somebody who has their kids playing in the backyard. You know, your 11-year-old comes home at 4 and plays basketball for 2 hours and forgot their key, so they're locked outside and drinking water out of the garden hose. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I got left at school for 2 hours when both my parents were busy and I just played around the school with the library. Or sometimes I'd get home, the key wasn't under the mat, and I'd try to climb up and get in a window or something, but I couldn't. I'd go to a friend's house. When I was like 9, 10 years old, now they take your kids for that, but then there's people on the news, I'm not buying groceries from, you know, I'm... It's sick. It's sick. And it's these desperate people that have these dreams that sit around and watch, you know, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. They've got all these modern shows, like all about the Kardashians. It's an hour-long show. One day I was on at the gym, and so I kept looking back for an hour. It would just show, here's this yacht, here's this car, and then for 10 minutes, here's this purse of hers, and here's that purse, and here's Kim Kardashian's closet. And it's just like, so what if you got 500 purses? It's sit there to make poor people feel inadequate and just drool at this crud, this absolute crap. People selling their souls, not even for material, but the idea that you've got so much material. freedoms are what
matter. You're listening to Alex Jones. You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got an opportunity.
See, you
got it. Puppet would be emperor. POTUS. Has said, hey, everyone, ready to answer your questions here at McKinley High School in Baton Rouge. Let's do this. Pound Ask POTUS. A-S-K POTUS. A is capitalized. S-K is in all of POTUS is. And so everybody should tweet the president, why do you lie so much about not wanting our guns? Why did you order a stand down with Benghazi? Why did you help create Al-Qaeda? Why did you order the Border Patrol to complete the smuggling process and ship illegals in? Why do you want to take the guns from the bitter clingers? Why do you want to bankrupt our economy? Why are you shutting down our power plants? I mean, you can think of the questions yourselves. It's just good any time they stick their heads up to hammer them, and then we'll even see if they block the real questions. That itself becomes a news story. See, that's why resistance is victory. Because no matter what they do, we keep coming after them and never stopping. Look at these articles I mentioned last hour. I'm going to ask Gerald Celente about this. I've got a lot. I want to just go through a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, Gerald's got his trends, what he wants to break down, but I got a lot of just quick questions to throw at him today. USC students required to detail sexual history before registering for classes. Do you wear condoms? Are you hetero? Are you homosexual? Do you have this sex? Do you have that sex? How many times do you have oral sex a month? It just goes on and on. First it's, oh, take vaccines or we won't let you in. Now it's, give us all your details. I mean, you have a Fourth Amendment, folks. This is what cults do. This is what Skull and Bones does, asking them, you know, their sexual histories. This is what they reportedly do in cults to get control of you. It's crazy. Now, obviously, the big news is not big news for our listeners, that derivatives are out of control. The bubbles are bigger than ever. They began to cut back on the quantitative easing just a little bit, raising interest rates a tiny bit. And like a car running off the road, the economy started to sink. It was already sinking. They could see that it wasn't helping. So they started upping the interest rates a month or so ago, breaking. Dow Jones loses 1,500 points in just 10 days, the worst open for a new year in its history. The bursting of the bond bubble has begun. An excellent article at Zero Hedge posted at InfoWars.com. Gold bounces on return of stock market volatility. But don't worry, from the refugees in Europe to Cuban refugees, record numbers coming in. CBS Miami, Miami-Dade School Board preps for influx of Cuban refugees. It goes on and on and on. And then last hour, James O'Keefe, with these big executives at major publishing companies going, I hate kids. It's not about kids. It's about money. We've got our directives. We're putting it in there. 2 + 2 = 5. It is amazing. Then, next hour, Dave Agame on the RNC board, inside the move in the RNC to move forward with a call for impeachment in Congress. Richard Reeves and others, they're on the ground for that debate tonight with Joe Biggs. Dan Bongino, a former top Secret Service agent, breaking down currently what's happening in the world, the scandals. He would run Obama's foreign details. He said what I say about Obama isn't enough. He said it's worse than you know, worse than you say. I'm a listener. Hadn't been on the list in about 6 months. Now, he didn't give you the inside intel that Obama is an actual practicing Muslim, but that's from others in other agencies. They've seen it with their eyes. And if he is, that's fine. Just don't lie about it. But you now know why he's funding the Muslim Brotherhood and this jihad takeover. I didn't believe it before. I thought he was just, you know, roping the Muslims along when he does calls to prayer and, you know, in Egypt that are better than the top imam can do. But this is getting Twilight Zone right now. I can't even believe it. So that's all coming up. And we've also got news on IRS still targeting conservative groups. Tell me something we don't know. Internet set to cut cords with the U.S. government this year. Turn it over to the U.N. See how everything's lining up, folks? Multinationals move governmental power to unelected groups, IMF, World Bank, WTO, U.N., then set up other agreements like the TPP, linking them all together, make it secret, and give it the power to levy taxes and be exempt from law. The most checked out book at the U.N. library is their immunity. Incredible. Above the Law, the White Shoe Boys that Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, our good friend, and of course, publisher of the Trends Journal, joins us. Well, Gerald, Obama said that there's no problems. We have the best economy in the world. People are fearmongers that say there's any problem in our economy or others. But his own master, Soros, says the collapse has begun. But as usual, the Royal Bank of Scotland, Soros, are saying it days before it begins, not years before it begins, as you and others have. They're still writing articles, as you know, every week, saying Gerald Celente is a kook, a porn dealer of fear. So's Alex Jones, because nothing bad has happened. No, just everything you said has happened. Thank God a little bit later than you thought. But I mean, I wish it would never happen. So do you. But we're just covering fundamentals here. Gerald Celente.
Alex, I think Obama's quote is, I have it right here. Anyone claiming that America's economy is in decline is peddling fiction. This is from the greatest fraud that has ever, ever been put in the White House. Everything that backtrack Obama promised, he backtracked on. And he's talking about peddling fiction? I mean, this guy should be a fiction writer, because nothing he ever says, and when you listen to that State of the Union address, it was nothing more than a litany of lies and a string of banalities. So this is a guy, hey, folks, first day in office, I'm going to close Guantanamo. Folks, hey, folks, I'm going to pull out those troops out of Afghanistan. That's after I put in 33,000 for a troop surge and lied that I'm going to pull them out and never did. Peddling fiction? Hey, how about this one? Folks, I'm going to restore democratic rights. Yeah. Hey, look what he did to Chelsea Manning, huh? How about that Snowden? One after another, they put more whistleblowers in jail and shut them up than any time in American history. This guy's talking about peddling fiction. How about peddling fiction as he's bragging about, and I have it, of course, right here, his line. I told you earlier, all the talk of America's economic decline is political hot air, and he knows about hot air. And the rest of them passing it out over there in Washington, they're real hot air.
And don't forget Gibbs saying there is no drone program when it was a known public program for 5 years before that.
So let's look at the facts. As he's bragging about the jobs that have been created, folks, yeah, how about the highest level of job non-participation rate since the 70s? How about all those people now you have home buying rate back into the 1960s? How about the 3 million, quote, missing workers?
How about half the new jobs going to foreigners that are illegal?
That's another one. And how, because, of course, what they did is they made it easy for them to get here so they could drive down the prices by flooding the marketplace with cheap labor. And again, let's just keep going on to the facts, folks, because that's what he did. He folked us in a lot of ways. And how about the one, for example, that since the Great Recession, 95% of all the wealth gain has gone to that 1%. And how about as candidate Obama, he was going to promise that we're going to get those people who committed those crimes on Wall Street. And he brought in Eric Holder. Yeah, I got something for him to hold. How many people did he prosecute and put in jail? Hey, they're too big to jail. Where did he go back to? Oh, yeah, that law firm that protects the white shoe boys. Got put one. And, of course, they convicted, not charged, convicted. Six major banks with felonies for rigging the LIBOR rates, the interest rates, the Forex markets, the currency markets at the tune of $5.3 trillion a day. Not one head rolled. This was a disgusting spectacle, but only really another chapter in the presidential reality.
Well, that's my question for you as you continue to go through all this, Cheryl Salente of the Trends Journal. How far can it go? They've lost the confidence of the people. They're a laughing stock worldwide. Everything they say is a fraud or twisted or an outright lie. How much further can it go? Because their tactic of just bald-faced lying isn't working anymore. I mean, are they totally delusional?
Yes. Sociopaths don't admit when they lie. Psychopaths. I mean, you want to talk about it. I want to read something, Alex, to answer your question, to put it into context, and so many other things that you're talking about, for instance, like gun control. I want to read to you when you said, are they delusional? This is Obama's statement the other night. Quote, the United States is the most powerful nation on earth, period, period. It's not even close. It's not even close. It's not even close. We spend more on military than the next eight nations combined. Now, could you imagine if that came out of the other war criminal's mouth, George W. Bush? All those Woodstock quiche-eating, balsamic grin, politically correct Woodstock liberals would be screaming.
But because it's Obama, it's A-OK, just like the NDAA, the droning, the torture, and then the funding of Al-Qaeda. Boy, that's all coming out. I want to talk election 2016 with Gerald straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
On a long, lonesome highway east of Omaha, listen to the...
This is a short segment, long segment coming up. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to have some very interesting breaking news on Al-Qaeda in America today. Well, he's told me he'll talk about it. He's told me he'll come on, but I'm not going to say it until it actually happens. And it's important enough that I was going to have Rob Duhos, the fourth hour today, our news director. We're going to rebroadcast the first hour today in that fourth hour because I need him to help me get this taping done ahead of the live coverage for 4 hours tonight or so of the debates that are coming up. So big breaking news at Infowars.com and a lot more. One of my good friends, Gerald Celente, who's been very accurate predicting trends for more than 30 years, best-selling author, joins us, TrendsResearch.com. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to go through a lot of news with him. Also, we'll take a few calls for your questions for Gerald Celente at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Gerald, you can get into other trends and things and other news in the next segment, but the short one, I know you're a political atheist, but you've worked for politicians, you were a consultant and things like that. But, I mean, I guess in your previous life, but in your gut and looking at it politically, who do you really like in the race? Do you think Trump's for real? What do you think's going to come up in the future? They look like they're getting ready to maybe dump Hillary, bring in Biden. The whole establishment's turning on her. Or is that all just show? What's the inside baseball from up there in New York?
Well, we made the forecast in the spring edition of the Trends Journal, and that came out again. You know, this is April 2015, and you can see the cover. Cowards, liars, freaks, and fools. It's the presidential reality show, and here's our forecast, and we stick with it. I won't vote for any of them. But the last person I would have voted for was Ron Paul. I don't vote for lesser of two evils, don't do business with them, have no relationships with them, don't invite them over. Anybody that would vote for lesser of two evils, to me, they're out of their minds.
Sure. But anyway, so you think Trump is bad news, or what's your view on him?
Well, my view on him is that what I'm happy about is that he's shown what a freak show this thing really is. And again, we called it the presidential reality show before he got into it, and he's a reality show champion. He knows, it's one of these guys, as we used to say in the Bronx, born on third and thought he hit a triple. You know, his old man left him a lot of dough and a lot of real estate, and he has this attitude, but he puts out a lot of things without having substance behind it. So he makes statements without substantive elements to bring it forward. So let me read you our forecast and why we're going to hold to it. You asked me who's going to win. Will it be Hillary? This is April of last year. If the election were held today, we forecast Clinton as the winner. On issues of gay rights, women's rights, and abortion, Cruz, Paul, Rubio, Carson, Fiorina, and Huckabee will find weak support among the sizable portion of the women voters. We go on to explain the whys, and again, this isn't our position. This is what we're looking at. We go on to say that in the 2008 presidential election, 70.4 million women cast ballots versus 60.7 million men. In the 2012 race, Obama won the two-party vote among female voters by 12 points, 56% to 44%. What we're saying, Alex, is that Trump is going to not get the women vote. And we think Trump is the odds-on favorite of winning the Republican nomination. And we don't see Bernie Sanders overtaking Clinton. And if the election were held, when it gets down to the bottom, you see them playing the gender card every day.
Well, I agree. I told people a year ago that I thought Hillary had it because of the whole gimmick of a woman and her playing that. But if all the Clinton rapes come out and all that comes out and Trump's a wild card, he could pull, like Toto, the curtain back. Whether he's good, bad, or indifferent, this Trump moment is giving people an uprising point. They thought it'd be Bush Hillary as a ringer, and couldn't he be the ace in the hole that basically undoes the whole thing? That's what I'm getting at. Is he a Toto?
Yes, he could. And it goes back, when I was going to answer your other question, I was putting other information on top of it before I answered it, when you said to the American people, have they reached the point? Yes, they have.
Oh, okay, stay there then. Wow, okay, so come flesh that out. I want to get your expert take on this straight ahead, going back to what you said over a year ago, now where you think it's going now, straight ahead, and then more on the economy, more trends you're looking at, phone calls. We got loaded phones for Gerald Celente. Check out his website, trendsresearch.com. I'm Alex Jones, folks, and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the tip of the spear. The enemy hates them. They don't want those links out there. Help us get them out.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we've added a fourth hour. We're here live. Then we return 7 o'clock Central for an hour with InfoWars Nightly News. Tonight it's going for 3-4 hours live. You'll have the news packages and info developed for the day that air first, and then a rundown of the breaking news, and then 3-4 hours, however long we go. Sometimes we've gone 5-6 hours, 8 hours on election nights, 24 hours live once a year during a fundraiser. It's going to be big tonight, Infowars.com/show. Please get that link. We're also going to add a link to the front page of live coverage with our live YouTube feed. which is great because it's going to bankrupt me how many millions of people are watching our own internal video streams. So that's why we use YouTube and other systems, because we can't afford the bandwidth. People are like, you should be a purist and not use YouTube or not use Facebook. I can't pay to do a Facebook mentions or my own platform and have 2-3 million viewers on many of these videos. You know how much it costs for 2-3 million people to watch a video at the cheapest bandwidth? It's like $4,000 or $5,000. So, again, that's our issue trying to raise funds here. We're wildly successful when it comes to getting viewers and listeners. We're growing exponentially as people realize the system's a fraud and tune out of mainstream media and into new media. But the economy's in shambles. We're going into depression around the world, and the funds are not coming in. So InfoWarsLife.com for the great nutraceuticals. We've got a bunch of discounts right now. We have a new powerful water filtration system for your shower that cuts out all the garbage. It's 4-stage, has fast flow, super, super affordable. The ProPure Pro Max, now available with promo code WATER, and you get 10% off at checkout. And we just started selling it this week, so there's no reviews of it. But I tell you, I've been using one for about 6 months before they even came out. It's amazing, and your purchase makes this operation possible. We also have 30 to 40% off, depending which food item it is, on InfoWars Select storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply, the highest quality, longest lasting, best packaged, best sealed, not living in fear, living in control, being sustainable, being self-sufficient. You are not going to find better food at a price anywhere close to this. InfoWars Select is already the lowest price of anything My Patriot offers. I private labeled it so I can contractually go even lower, and they allowed it because they're free market people. Now, once a year, they allow us, we had one of these last year, to have one time that we go 40% off, 30% off. That is this 24 hours right now. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have InfoWarsLife.com a special right now where you can get a bottle of true deep earth crystal based nascent iodine, the good halogen. Just read all about it, what it does. It's amazing. Read the rave reviews. And then a half off colloidal silver, silver bullet, the highest quality 30 parts per million colloidal silver made by the top lab in the country, private labeled by us, ladies and gentlemen, at $19.95. Now it's $9.95, half off. It's 24 to 30 in major stores around the country under other labels. So that's how we do this. InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase finances and funds what we're doing. And you've got till Monday to get 6 months free on subscribing to InfoWars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv. We run that every year in December and part of January, usually 5 months free. This year it's 6 months free, and 20 people can use each membership. You cannot beat that. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 888-253-3139. Now, I want to go back to Gerald Celente and go to your phone calls and get into other news. But Gerald, the break cut into you. You said, look, over a year ago, we predicted Hillary because of demographics. But if the people awaken, and you said that in there, something could happen, a Toto moment. Please elaborate.
Yes, and before I do, I just want to mention, you know, that all the great things that you're doing, the great information you're putting out there, and the products that you're offering, and that people really need to start putting their money where their mind is, and to support Alex Jones, the Trends Journal, and others that are taking a stand when everyone else is afraid. So everyone listening, please take advantage of these great products and wonderful opportunities.
Thank you,
because
Gerald.
If you don't, you know, look what's going on. You're talking about the debates tonight. Who's hosting them? It's not a democracy anymore. We have six corporations that control 90% of the media. The corporations are running the debates and making the rules. And you see the money they're making off them, as reported in the New York Times, when you saw the CNBC debate, for example. And it's not a debate. These are presidential reality shows. They're getting $250,000 for a 30-second commercial. So when the people hear you saying what you're saying and what you're putting out, and more people going to you and more people watching us, you know, let's you know, let's support what we're doing over here.
Well, Gerald, I don't know your inside baseball, but I know the problem of audiences get bigger, costs get bigger, but then because of the economy, less people buy stuff. It's a rock and a hard place. People need to get your magazine. They need to give it to others. They need to support your sponsors as well at trendsresearch.com. That's what we do here. That's why we had James O'Keefe on, to support him. That's why Drudge supports us. We're all trying to build some type of resistance against this takeover.
Yes, and the products that you're making available are first-rate products. This is, you know, one of our great trends. You know, I coined the term, by the way, clean food. New York Times did a big story about it back in the early 90s.
I just used your term earlier, and right when I said it, I realized you coined that term.
And what I'm saying is you're providing that. You're on the cutting edge of whole health healing. So it's not like, you know, you're selling soda pop, you know. So anyway, everybody, do what you need to do. You know, stop wasting money on junk and put it where your mind is. You know, one point I want to make before I go on, we went into the cut into the break on the first one. I was talking about Obama's militaristic State of the Union address, where he bragged that the United States has had over 10,000 airstrikes. 10,000. You know how many innocent people were killed? And then this is the guy that, and again, I'm not making this up, on Terror Tuesday, quote, when he talks about who he's going to assassinate with drones, I'm really good at killing people. This is the man that the United States has dropped over 24,000 bombs last year, according to a recent report. And he gets a tear in his eye when he thinks about the dead kids in Sandy Hook. How many people has he murdered with drones? And how many innocent people? How many people that have never been convicted of anything but suspected by whom, that have been slaughtered by the murderer in chief? And he's talking about gun control?
It's amazing, Gerald. You know, so much is happening. I want to invite you back sooner, obviously, because there's so much happening. Number one. Number two, I looked at my sheet wrong. Dave Ajima on the RNC board, moving with an impeachment of Obama, trying to get that moving, was not at the start of the next hour. He's in like 5 minutes. I've got all these loaded phones for you. And then I've got Bongino on. I rarely make a snafu here on air, but I really want to flesh all this out with you and pick your brain. Can you come back in the next few days or come back next week?
Alex, anytime. I'm always there for you.
Well, you're awesome. We've only got a few minutes left here, so let's jam in some calls for Gerald Celente. I apologize for...
That's all right.
It's my fault. They have it right here in front of me. I just read it wrong. I do that sometimes when I get too excited. I get really excited talking about this stuff. Bill in New York, you're on the air with Gerald Celente. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Bill, first time, long time. What I wanted to ask, and I think it's kind of where the tire meets the road, is what can we do to ensure that only eligible voters vote? I mean, you know, I go to vote. I fill out my ballot in a cardboard box, and I put it into something that looks like a paper shredder, and a light comes on. You know, I mean, it's just I don't. How can I say it? I what can we do to ensure the integrity of what's going on?
Well, it's been going on for all my life. You know, it's run by criminal operations. People like to call them the Democrats and Republicans. I call them the Bloods and the Crips. What do you expect? Every one of them, they're murderers and thieves. They steal our money in the names of too big to fail, bailouts, loan guarantees, and special breaks. And they murder people in the names of freedom and democracy and humanitarian missions. Of course you're going to get corrupt balloting. The whole system is corrupt. That's just one of the small parts of it. So they keep the murderers in chief and other psychopaths in place. Look, if this was the Soviet Union still in place, you have a re-election rate that rivaled them at the height of the Soviet Union. That's how many incumbents get reelected in this country.
Incredible. Good question, Bill. Steve, Tim, others, when Gerald comes back on, I promise you'll go to the head of the line. If you can hold, and I can go to you next hour if you want. We've got this RNC individual coming on with the whole movement to impeach. I get, every time I have Ron Paul on, I say, should we impeach Obama? He goes, well, we should have impeached George W. Bush, too. Well, I tried to do that, you know, for the Iraq war and stuff. But with Obama, it's you got to admit, it's even crazier. It's more naked. Even liberals like, you know, constitutional lawyers like Turley come out and say that? I mean, don't we have to start punishing them, or we just green light more craziness, Gerald?
Exactly. That's what we have to do. You know, I had dinner, by the way. Judge Andrew Napolitano came up here to Colonial Kingston to visit me. We went out to dinner. We were talking very highly of you. You came into the conversation. And he was talking about, you know, how Bush should be prosecuted for the war crimes. And so should Obama. They're violating. What did he say? That Congress should vote for more power to kill people over there in ISIS land? These are illegal wars. They're illegal wars. They're against the Constitution. And by the way, as he's pumping war, not a peep about peace. Nothing. No one's talking about it.
You're absolutely right. When you come back tomorrow, the next day, or whenever you're able to, what are some of the other trends you're going to get into, Gerald?
Well, it's very important what's going on with the economy. You know, we predicted that, we said it was going to crash. And, you know, the other reasons why I was wrong before, I had no idea they were going to keep zero rate interest rates. I had no idea of quantitative easing. I had no idea about any of these scams that they were pulling. That, just like I had no idea that they would destroy the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. So what we're saying is you better prepare, prevail, and survive for the tough times ahead.
And you've harped on this. When the economy goes down, they go to war, and like clockwork, they're lining up for war all over with the Russians, the Chinese, the Arabs, funding revolutions, our government backing the bad guys. I mean, I've seldom, studying history, seen bad guys as bad as the people running our government. It's crazy.
It is crazy. As I'm looking at that guy Ryan next to sitting up there behind Obama at the State of the Union, it reminded me of that kid on the Munsters, the Adams family, you know? I couldn't believe it. You got a bunch. This is what Trump is right about. You have stupid and incompetent people running the government. We need a third way. If you put in another head of the Bloods of the Crips, ahead of it, that's not going to change the criminality of the system. If they could do it in Spain, if they could do it in Italy, we could do it in the United States. It's time for a real third-party movement.
Well, I remember about 4 years ago, you said, watch, Catalonia is going to end up seceding, and then that'll spread over in Spain. They've now done that. And they're not doing it with guns, they're doing it by votes, and so the central government really can't say no, even though they're trying to, because they're not giving them a fight. And that's why so many times different governments will go create a resistance movement, like the IRA that came out that was run by British intelligence, to make them violent, to give them the political low ground, to then be able to keep Ireland enslaved. And now my biggest job, I think, is to keep people nonviolent, even if the government has some provocative things to patriots or others. I mean, they could kill me to try to start some revolution. I've heard that's been talked about. Or Louis Farrakhan or somebody on the other, you know, side of the spectrum. And I'm telling folks, don't go crazy if something like that happens, because that's what they want. We're winning overall the info war, I think, intellectually. Do you agree with that, Gerald?
Oh, absolutely. Morality is the way, not military. And that's why we launched Occupy Peace. Look, I'm a fighter. I'm a close combat practitioner. I'll blow anybody's brains out or kill anybody that tries to kill me. I want peace. We will not have a violent revolution. It will only turn things. You just look around the world and you can see what's happening. But we could do it at the ballot box, but we need a new third, fourth, or even fifth party. We have to break up the monopoly, the duopoly, the corporate takeover. It's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers.
Right.
I don't want to live under a fascist dictator.
Gerald Celente, TrendsResearch.com, Trends Journal. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon, my friend. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. We have got him, and I'm really excited about this, because I've lost sleep over Obama and his executive power grab. Even if you're anti-gun, they can't do it by the president with executive orders putting gun owners on a no-gun buy list out of the clear blue sky. And Dave Ajima is a former Michigan House Representatives member. He is currently on the Republican National Committee and chairman the influential Top Gun Republican Political Action Committee. He's a former member of the Michigan House of Representatives, as I mentioned, and a retired colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, and former fighter and commercial pilot and Vietnam-era veteran. And I'm not going to go through the rest of his patriotic pedigree, but Dave Agema, A-G-E-M-A, DaveAgema.com is his website. And he and others, we've been talking to Congress from behind the scenes. Obviously, they're getting ready to come on next week. We've been talking to folks in the RNC, but Mr. Agema has the courage to actually come on air from the RNC board and talk about what's happening in the Republican National Committee with a move to demand impeachment hearings. I mean, Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the power plants being shut off, the IRS persecution, the executive power grabs, coming after the guns, Hillary letting her over there at the State Department. I mean, there's so many reasons. If we don't, you just heard Gerald Celente, he's not a conservative, saying Obama's the worst ever. I mean, it's a fact. So joining us is Mr. Agema. Sir, thank you so much for what you're doing and joining us from the RNC, I guess, looking right now at whether or not they can try to ask Congress to move forward with impeachment. Thank you for joining us to tell us about what you and others are trying to organize.
It's my pleasure. Basically, what I tried to organize this weekend is to try to get a resolution passed through the RNC to start the articles of impeachment or encourage a congressman to at least take just one representative to put articles of impeachment in. There were 48 articles to the North American Law Center that were put in my articles. And basically what I wanted it done for is we got to stand for the Constitution. And what this president has done basically is gone around the Constitution in every way he could. So there's never a wrong time to do the right thing, and now's the time to do the right thing. And I did it for three reasons. One, I want Obama to stop doing what he's doing because what he's doing is wrong. Two, I want to implicate Hillary. She would be implicated in this if it started. And three, I don't want any future presidents to do or get away with what he's doing now. So I think it should be done. I think the fear here is that more Democrats will show up to vote for Hillary or whoever if this is put in. Actually, it would be just the opposite, because once this would get into the judiciary and get on the House floor, it's for the public to see, for the public to hear. They hear everything that he has done, and they would be amazed at what he has been involved with. And I think the people would just say, I had enough of this guy. We got to go with somebody else. And it would not be Hillary. And obviously, Obama would be gone.
Well, for the first time in my life, and I've been politically involved for 25 years on air, 21, I am seeing just electric awakening in the public. Just people really have a sense of urgency. They realize this isn't just the same old corruption we're witnessing. This is an aggressive, cancerous move to really break the country. I mean, they admit that, Cloward and Piven, to bring us to our knees. There's a real hate, like the enemy is conservatives, veterans, libertarians, Christians, the IRS persecution. I mean, inside the RNC, I know you can't talk about some of the private meetings, but what is the sense? I mean, I know there's quite a few people in Congress, but they're waiting for the RNC to see what they want to do with this big election coming up. Some think it'll make Obama a victim. I don't see that. America wants action. America wants...
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what this resolution would have done. It would have encouraged a representative to stand up and do something. It just takes one to put it in. That's all this would have done. And then if we have done our job as a GOP and RNC, then it's up to Congress. If Congress doesn't do it, then they've just admitted they're basically a feckless group that don't do what they're supposed to do. So in my opinion, like I said, as an Air Force officer and a state representative, former state representative, I took an oath of office to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And so did those congressmen. So technically, according to the law, if the congressmen, and many have already admitted, even the vice chair of the DNC has said that Obama has aided and abetted the enemy. The vice chair of the DNC, why can't the GOP jump on this and say, we need to get rid of this guy as an example to future presidents that they will not do this? And anybody who's been implicated in this, involved with this, would be listed as a co-conspirator. And I think we'd get rid of a few Democrats and probably one or two Republicans that also knew this was going on and didn't even bother to speak up. So for me, as a former military guy, this drives me crazy. I just I want this guy stopped. He wants my guns. He wants my freedom. He wants everything. I want him out.
We've got to stand up, and the best defense is an offense. So how do we get the RNC to come out with a resolution? What pressure can we bring to bear? And then separately, what are most people looking at as the most important thing to start impeaching on? Aiding ISIS, aiding Al-Qaeda? We have the former head of defense intelligence coming out, the general, and saying they were ordered to do this by Obama. We have the head of Southcom, the Marine Corps general, saying he's in 50 years, the longest serving military ever, almost 50 years, general, you know, saying that he has to follow orders, but what he's being told to do is going to destroy the military. I mean, we've never seen our military speak out like this.
Well, the North American Law Center has all 48 of those articles. There's too many for me to go through sitting in front of this camera presently. But I think, again, what it's going to take is for the RNC members to wake up. I sent out 168 emails to all the people what this resolution was, what the rationale behind it was. Only 81 opened up the resolution to read it. And what's surprising to me, when I went to the resolution committee, at least one or two people on the committee never even read it, and they're going to vote on it. So what happened in the resolutions committee, not one person voted yes to get this resolution passed and asking a representative to start the impeachment process. Not one. So that question to me is then, is the RNC, is the GOP saying that treason and tyranny is no longer an impeachable thing? Have we just thrown that out? I don't think so. We have to stand on this, because if we don't, the next president will do the very same
thing. Well, I appreciate the fact that you raised this as a member of the RNC National Committee. Did any of them privately tell you they agree with you, or do they all just basically sit there and just go along with this out of fear, intimidation? I mean, we get rid of John Boehner, and now Paul Ryan isn't pushing for it. What is the sense of letting Obama engage in naked treason?
Well, I think the fear is within the RNC and the GOP is if this is started, that more Democrats will jump on the bandwagon for Hillary or Bernie Sanders. It's just the opposite, because once all these things would be brought forth on the news media where you'd be seeing it on television, everyone would have a chance to see what both Hillary and Obama have been doing. I think it'd be just the opposite. We'd get more people on our side. So I think that's the fear. They think that's going to put more Democrats voting for a Democrat. I disagree. That's why I put it in. And I think more people need to stand up. Yeah, I had three co-sponsors only of 168 on this issue. And it takes 10 from one person from 10 different states to bypass the resolutions committee to get it on the floor. Since I didn't have it, it will never go to the floor. It will never be voted on.
Well, Ron Paul, you still only get, you know, well, zero votes on at the Fed. Now it's passing the House, probably can pass the Senate soon. So in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when the cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So in the words of Mark Twain, we have to do this because a lot of these Republican power brokers, they want all this stolen power once they get in. That's really the reason I think they're doing this, and it's despicable.
Well, like I said before, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. If you know what's happening, then it's my job and everybody else's job here to bring that to the attention of the proper authorities and try to encourage our representatives to do the right thing. And by the way, we have 23 members in the judiciary. So if one representative puts it in and it goes to the judiciary, we have 23 Republicans. It only takes 20 to get it out of the judiciary. When it gets on the House floor, it only takes 218 members. We have 247 members, so we could get it out of the House, so he would be impeached via the House.
GOP.
And the next thing you got to remember, Republicans. Next thing you got to remember, some of those individuals that would be called in to testify as a result of the impeachment process would not be able to vote as senators in the Senate. So presently, if they all were there, it would take 12 Democrats to cross over to totally impeach Obama. My philosophy is when it all came out, there'd be so much public pressure on those Democrat senators. And after their testimony, they wouldn't be able to vote. We could impeach them.
It's just like with Nixon. It's a house of cards, but they've committed hundreds of times, literally what Nixon did. He had a list of 100 and some people.
Absolutely.
They persecuted tens of thousands of the IRS. Yeah. Just on that, it's thousands of times worse. GOP, ladies and gentlemen, we'll put the screen back up there, the main GOP website, GOP.com. Get in there. The phone number's there. The comment. Tell them, do this or we're coming after you. Sir, I know you've got to go, but we've got a 70-second break. I want to come back and give you 2 or 3 minutes with closing comments of what else folks can do. This guy's a great patriot. Stay with us 3rd hour straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing science.